Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and the World Cup is happening right now. And for a lot of us, I think especially in the United States, we don't follow it as closely as the rest of the world does, or in some cases even understand what's happening. So we're going to welcome somebody who is in the know. And this is TikTok creator Simone Scott 33. Good morning, Simone.
Hello, Simone.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Excited that the World Cup is here, and excited that you are going to not only give us some information, but you're like going to be out and about in the world experiencing the World Cup, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really excited that I have a really cool opportunity from TikTok and FIFA to actually go to some games, get some behind-the-scenes footage. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Break this down for us, because we were looking at this and they're like, this year it's 48 teams and somehow they're going to narrow it down to one, and there's going to be a winner of the World Cup next month. But in the meantime, is it like a series? Is it like a bracket?
It is a little bit of both. So the World Cup is split into two sections. We have the group stage is where we are right now. And then the knockout rounds, which begins around, I think, June 30th, at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So nobody who loses right now is out.
Correct. Everyone's going to play at least three games.
Oh, okay.
I like that. I like that. Because I started feeling bad for the teams that had already lost. I was like, oh, they just got here.
Exactly. So, like, what it is, like you said, there's 48 teams, which is more than they've ever had before, and they're all split into groups of four. So there are 12 groups.
Okay.
We're following.
And then each group, you play each person in your group or each team in your group, and then you get points depending on how the match went. So you get 3 points if you win, 1 point if you tie, and 0 points if you lose. Then after all three games are done, they add up all your points. And the top two teams with most points, they get to move on. And then they look at all the other third place teams and they take 8 more from there.
Okay.
But is it at random or is it like a popularity contest?
It's going to be whichever 8 teams have the most points, like in their third place bracket.
Okay.
So neither. It's not random, exactly. And it's not a popularity contest.
Me thinking, but what if?
Okay, so are there any teams that are like, you know, when you look at Major League Baseball and you see like the Dodgers and the Yankees and you're like, well, they're kind of always those like top dogs in a sense. Are there any countries that are that in the World Cup that we can expect to, you know, probably make it at least close to the end? Not to have you predict a winner, but like, who are the countries that are like really, really good at this?
Well, France is really good. They were the runners up last World Cup in 2022. Spain is also really, really good, and they're supposed to be very dominant. So they played yesterday, and they actually tied with Cape Verde, which was very surprising.
Oh.
So Cape Verde saw it as a win.
Yeah.
Spain kind of saw it as a loss, even though it's a tie.
Right.
Yeah. And then also, you know, England, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil, they're always really good, too. So I would look at those teams as probably having the best odds.
These are the names that I feel I hear most people say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Again, we're talking to TikTok creator Simone Scott, who is an official TikTok FIFA World Cup 2026 creator correspondent.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo playing?
He is. He plays for Portugal. Messi plays for Argentina, and they both are playing this tournament.
Team USA, how is Team USA looking in all this? I know that we won one.
Right. We had our first match on Friday. Looked fantastic. That's probably the best Team USA has looked in a long time.
Oh.
And the group they're in is a very winnable group. So a lot of people expect USA to at least make it out of the group stage.
Okay, so you get out of the group, but you don't think that the U.S. is going to win the World Cup.
Anything can happen.
Oh, I know what that means.
The teams are just very, very good, but we look good. Like, we look as good as we could.
Well, yeah, and I think that the U.S. is just not a soccer country like a lot of those European countries are, right?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, like, our women are sensational. They win the World Cup all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, men, okay.
Yeah. But the men have caught up. Like, they look real, like, Friday was very encouraging.
By the way, we're talking to Simone Scott, who's a TikTok creator.
Official TikTok FIFA World Cup creator.
One of only 30 creators that's been selected to be a TikTok FIFA World Cup creator correspondent. This is really cool. I hope that you have an absolute blast doing this.
I think you should tell us where we can follow you so that we can get all the behind the scenes FIFA stuff, because I'm assuming you have a special pass that none of us do.
I do, and that's what's so exciting, because I'm going to use my special pass and try to get you guys as much access as possible.
possible. So you can follow me on TikTok at SimoneScott33, and I will take you to all my matches with me. My first one is going to be in Houston on this Saturday. Oh, I get the Netherlands versus Sweden.
Ooh. All right, that's coming up quick. Well, have a blast out there. Thank you for explaining this to us, and have an amazing day.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.